Spivey Hall on the campus of Clayton State University in Morrow, Georgia, is a jewel of a concert hall, an intimate venue with superb acoustics and a very grand organ. That organ is central to Spivey's upcoming concert series. As we'll hear from executive and artistic director Sam Dixon. And for Spivey Hall's 26th season, they are really pulling out all the stops.
Ooh, she went for that. Okay, well, I tend to look at it more as we've had an extraordinary celebration in our 25th anniversary season, and we're going to party on into season 26, because in season 26, we are celebrating the 25 years of our magnificent Fratelli Ruffati organ, which Emily Spivey named the Albert Schweitzer Memorial Organ. And one of the great things about season 26 was that through the generosity of the McGee family, we have established the McGee family organist residency, which Alan Morrison will hold for the next 5 seasons.
Wonderful.
So Alan Morrison, who is a marvelous musician, born in Decatur, raised here in Atlanta, sent off to school by Emily Spivey to pursue wondrous things both at Juilliard and at Curtis, now is the head of organ studies at Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. So we are thrilled that he is with us. And this will, I think, help us celebrate season 26 in a very special way.
So organ enthusiasts know that Spivey is a global destination. What does season 26 have in store for celebrating this gorgeous instrument?
We're going to start with something unusual in September. We're going to have Organ Discovery Day at Spivey Hall on September 10th. It's a free event, and it's basically in two parts. The first part, we will enjoy presenting finally an award-winning video that we've created in collaboration with educators in Clark County called The King of Instruments. It was targeted for fourth graders to help them in their academic achievement of learning music and geography and history and science. But we have discovered that it serves many purposes and appeals broadly to people who want to know anything about the organ. So on this day, we will air the three-part 30-minute video, which stars Alan Morrison, our resident organist, and Tommy McCook, who has been our longtime curator of the organ, and Dwight Jones, who is the president of Integrated Organ Technologies and created the computer brain that operates our organ. They're all featured in the video. So in addition to seeing the video with these marvelous animations of how the organ works and where did the organ come from and what are the types of sounds it can make and why and how does that computer brain actually function, we will have these three experts on hand for people to ask questions. They'll give answers. They'll also welcome people up on stage so they too can play the organ and see it up close. And then after we have a refreshment break, because we'll need one after all of that, we're going to air a documentary called Architects of Sound, which was created shortly after the organ was dedicated in 1992. And it tells the story of how the organ was made by Fratelli Ruffati in Padua, Italy, then taken apart, put into container cases, shipped across the Atlantic, moved into a warehouse in Jonesboro next to Morrow, where Clayton State is, and reassembled piece by piece by piece. It's a fascinating documentary, and it really demonstrates that to think of Spivey Hall without the organ is impossible, because the organ was central to Emily Spivey's conception of the hall from the very beginning.
Okay. The organ has a brain. The organ has another organ, which is a brain. Tell us.
Yes. There are two types of organ. There's tracker organs, which are mechanically operated when the console, the keyboard, is physically attached to the organ. And then there are every other type of organ. Ours is in the second category because our organ console communicates with the pipes through fiber optic cable. And Dwight Jones created this fantastic operating system which enables the organ to do many, many things, including physically measure and record every action the organist makes. So come time for the organist who wants to hear what he or she has just played, he or she can go into the hall and the performance that he or she just recorded will be replicated, not because the audio was recorded, but because the pull of the stops, the move of the foot, the depression of the key, all of that has been captured by this computer, which can replay it. And you can edit these things. You can make a recording with this possibility. So it's a wonderful creation that takes advantage of the full glory of this organ's character.
My goodness. The bridal saying, the wedding saying, something old, something new comes to mind looking at some of the returning artists on mm-hmm. the season 26 roster mm-hmm. for Spivey.
Yes, I think perhaps one of the most familiar of our artists is the extraordinary violinist Hilary Hahn. She has recently struck up a partnership with the wonderful pianist Robert Levin, who is renowned as both as a Mozart and a Beethoven specialist, but they both share interest in new music as well. So in this season, they will be having their first concert tour in recital. I don't know the repertoire yet, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting. And Hilary always sells out. She's already our leading ticket sales winner of the season. I suspect she will be that way through the entire season.
With good reason.
We have two new pianists coming our way that not many people in Atlanta have heard of. One is a pianist named Alexander Gavrilyuk, who goes by Sasha. He's born in the Ukraine, but he was raised in Sydney, and he won the Sydney Piano Competition and got an opportunity to perform with Vladimir Ashkenazy and the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. He's since gone on to wonderful things, and he is a brilliant pianist. He has a penchant for what I call the great old-fashioned virtuoso repertoire, but he also has a natural dignity and grace when he performs. It's not all about the notes. The notes are effortless under his fingers, but he finds the soul of the music when he plays. And I really admire his playing, and this will be his Atlanta debut. Another Atlanta debut will be a French pianist whose name is Bertrand Chamailloux. And Bertrand is known in some circles as a pianist who works with other instrumentalists, such as the wonderful cellist Sol Gabetta. But he is a pianist in his own right who plays fantastic recitals and is making some extremely well-regarded recordings. He'll be giving us Ravel, which he's recorded in its entirety, and a piece that has obsessed me for the last several months, Schubert's Wanderer Fantasy, which is a masterwork. And I probably listened in this obsessive phase of mine to maybe 15 or 20 different recordings of this piece. You know, what makes this piece great? How does it work? Why does it work? What do I most seek from it? When I came upon his recording, it balanced a sense of purpose and focus and an understanding of form, coupled with the ability to bring out the character of the piece in ways that were very natural and that spoke to me. So Bertrand Chamailloux will come to us, giving us a program of Ravel and some Schubert songs and Liszt arrangements, and again, this wonderful Schubert Wanderer Fantasy. So I'm looking forward to that. Among our debut artists in the 2016-17 season, we are proud to welcome the Danish String Quartet. They're a very happening ensemble at the moment. They have recorded not only wonderful performances of works by Scandinavian composers, but they're also branching out in a repertoire of their very own. And one of their most popular releases it's called Woodworks, and they took Scandinavian folk tunes and arranged them for string quartet. And those have met with tremendous popularity wherever they play them. They're also going to give us some good Beethoven and a work by a contemporary Scandinavian composer, totally new. It's being commissioned for them. And that's one of the sort of concerts that I love because it mixes the old and the new. We have the Beethoven that we know and love, the Second Razumovsky Quartet, but works very near and dear to them in the Woodworks pieces, plus something new to us all. I always like every season to have a sense of discovery. We need to not only revisit the works that we know and love well, but we need to be introduced to music that is entirely new to us, which shapes our understanding of what we know and love.
Sam Dixon is the executive and artistic director of Spivey Hall at Clayton State University. Coming up, Sam shares his insights on attracting new audiences and keeping subscribers on board while he's programming a new season. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. I'm Lois Reitzes. Thanks for joining me. Finnish conductor and composer Esa-Pekka Salonen has long proselytized for new approaches to programming and new ways of appealing to younger, artistically inclined people. In a recent interview with the New York Times, Mr. Salonen said, "We should loosen up a bit and accept the fact that there are so many experiences available that loftiness doesn't get us anywhere," he said. "Self-improvement is not a reason to buy a ticket, which is not cheap. It has to operate on a totally different level. It has to be, okay, here is an experience you won't forget." I asked Spivey Hall executive and artistic director Sam Dixon for his thoughts on that statement from Maestro Salonen.
The quote that you just read about Esa-Pekka Salonen, I sent around to every member of my staff. It caught my attention immediately. And Esa-Pekka Salonen is an extraordinarily insightful and wise musician who has seen music making of extraordinary quality around the world and is a composer himself. So I think what he has to say is very, very important. In our 25th anniversary season, we saw a 30% increase in our subscription sales, and we saw a tremendous jump in our single ticket sales. And we learned that in order to welcome new people, we had to take a different approach to how we identified their interests and found them. And this, I think, is quite close to Esa-Pekka Salonen's notion that music is not a normative experience. You shouldn't go to a concert because it's, quote, good for you. People don't work that way anymore. There's such a plethora of choices every day of how you could spend your time with or without technology and still enjoy music that we all compete ferociously for people's time and attention. That's life in the 21st century. But we found that through the power of social media, if, for instance, you're a huge fan of Mark O'Connor, and you follow everything Mark O'Connor does because you've lined up with his Facebook page and, you know, you registered on his website, that you have, you know, keen interest in anything he's doing. If you learn from his website that he's going to be appearing with the O'Connor Band in Spivey Hall's season 26, then someone who may have never been to Spivey Hall before has an immediate connection to the venue. And through the power of social media, we have found that we ricochet off artists' websites this way. This is what I call the anthropological approach to finding new patrons, because we have to go where they are. We want them to come where we are, and we can do that a couple different ways, through the power of radio, for instance, you know, if they can't make it in person. But to be in a seat and to feel the energy of the music on your face, coming up through the floor, and to witness what's happening on stage in a direct and immediate way, which Spivey Hall's acoustics and sightlines make possible, then you really need to show up. And how do you show up? Certificate's a first-time visit for you. You go to hear someone you know is going to deliver an experience that will be memorable. And we do cultivate memorable experiences. These are moments that are worth your time, that are worth driving down to any place you haven't been before. And when you go, you shall be rewarded with a memorable experience. And that's always been my thinking. When I'm creating a season, the three questions are, is it the best? Who will come? And what would Emily do? Emily Spivey was a very shrewd woman who knew the value of money, but also knew what mattered to her in music. And season 26 will be my 13th season at Spivey Hall. And gosh, I started my career in 1984 in music. I've been working with professional music since that time. I know what matters to me in music, and I'm very fortunate that Spivey Hall is able to cultivate a community of audiences and artists who care passionately about fine music and want to experience them through concerts and educational offerings at Spivey Hall. In doing so, we can enrich the cultural wealth, not just of Atlanta, but of the region. And that is our goal. So when, as Esa-Pekka says, we have to open our minds and think differently, Spivey Hall does things like saying, all right, let's have the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. We did that for the first time in season 25. It sold out. I had no idea there were so many people who played the ukulele who had come from Alabama and the Carolinas and Tennessee and throughout Georgia. We had a whale of a time. That's one of our way of trying to cultivate what I call traditional music with a twist. That when we're trying to branch out, we're trying to honor the traditions that we know and have music performed in Spivey Hall suitable to the acoustical properties of our wonderful hall, so that there's a good fit between artist, repertoire, room, and audience. And when the music is well served, I'm my happiest.
Sam Dixon, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Lois. Thank you.